Absolutely. It's even before you, you know, head overseas, before you even really, as soon as you think that one day you might be heading overseas, and if China is in the frame, then you can go and file a trademark application in China to protect your brand. And if you've done it in Australia, really, it's no more sort of complex than doing what you would have done in Australia.
So do you need a trademark for each country that you're hoping to export to?
You do, and that's where you have to be sensible about the way you want to approach things. So if you're a wine company, well, at least, you know, you've got one application to file in Class 33, and you can look at, you know, filing it in your key markets, and China may be a key market, the United States may be a key market, but then, you know, you have to work out what budget you have to see how many countries you can go to and what you need to cover.
And would you say that protecting your brand and protecting that image is a very important thing, and is it something that people do consider very readily?
They do, and it's not just protection, it's actually even just permission to go there, because, you know, you could be a successful winemaker or a food business in WA. Now, you may have already been identified by a Chinese company, and they may have filed that trademark ahead of you. So if you haven't filed your trademark first and you start to want to export to China, then you'll either need to negotiate your way around that, or you'll need to get a new brand. So you've got to not just think about protecting, say, against counterfeiting in China, but it's actually as much about permission to even go there. So that's why, you know, really encouraging businesses who are thinking about China one day to actually investigate the trademark position in China and file an application. It'll probably cost $2,000 or $3,000 to do that, but that'll be a lot less complex than starting to look at China, having a look and deciding, well, actually, somebody else has already got your trademark registered for wine.
And what are the implications if you're not prepared and you're having to backtrack or do things potentially retrospectively?
Well, it's really complex. I mean, even a company like Treasury Wine Estates ran into challenges with its with the Chinese version of its Penfolds brand. So that's a significant undertaking to negotiate or to litigate a situation in China. And for a small to medium enterprise, well, you know, you may not have the resources to do that. You may need to pay that company a significant amount of money to get your brand back, or you may just need to find a new brand.
If you have done all the right things and you've ticked all those boxes and you've prepared yourself, but you still do run into issues, perhaps you run into somebody attempting to imitate your brand overseas, what can be done then?
Yeah, well, you can do the sorts of things you can do in Australia. You can talk to lawyers, you can try and write them letters, you can they've got a whole range of enforcement measures in China, and actually, you know, very effective enforcement measures. But I think going to China, you need to be prepared that somebody is going to imitate your brand, that you're going to have this ongoing brand protection needs. But that's, you know, that's just part of going to that market. You know, the time's ripe for Australian food and agricultural businesses to really embrace the opportunity in China. And, you know, there's some simple things that you can do now to position yourself in terms of your brand. If you're going to think about going there one day, you really need to protect it now and then develop, you know, the business plan and the relationships to support.